David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We're going hunting for the dangerous ones. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everyone. This is where we talk with the guys from New Constructs about what they are seeing, and what they see looks a lot different than what most people see. Why? Well, at New Constructs, it's a combination of forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis, and they do it from the bottom up. So, you know, whether you're like David Trainer and you hear people saying this to you or about your favorite stock,
you are so good looking.
Well, when David hears that said about him, or he hears it said about a stock, he says,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. I have no idea what he does on a personal level, but on a stock level, I do know that he digs in at the bottom up and starts working to find out whether the numbers that you see from the top down are misleading. And if they are, well, if they're misleading and they work in your favor, that might make something attractive. But if they're misleading and they work against you, that makes something dangerous. To learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information if you want to follow up with what you hear us say on the show. David Trainer, great to have you back on Money Life.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Lind PLC.
Danger, danger.
Lind PLC. It's ticker symbol L-I-N. What's the problem here?
The problem is overstated earnings. So you heard me talk a couple weeks ago about a paper from Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan that says that basically nobody's reading the footnotes, and that data providers don't even get the income statement right most of the time in terms of pulling out unusual items, whether it's IBIS or First Call or CompuStats or earnings before extraordinary items, et cetera. Nobody's getting this right. And what they're not getting right are these unusual items that companies sneak into the numbers to make them look better than they really are. And what we see with Lind PLC in particular is that they are one of the more egregious companies sneaking in non-recurring income to make the numbers look better than they really are. In 2018, for the fiscal year, $5.67 of unusual sort of hidden net income, or 43% of earnings. So we provide a real-time analysis of how much the company's earnings are compromised or distorted by unusual items. And Lind also comes up on our current list of firms where we're seeing too much non-recurring income, $6.48 more recently of non-recurring income that are going to eventually manifest in a miss, right? And Chuck, you know, you've heard me say it for a long time. I can't always tell you exactly when, but I can tell you that the risk is high. And I think as this paper proliferates and more people start to pay attention to the fact that the market's inefficient when it comes to assessing earnings. It's not me saying this. This is Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan did a study that shows that the markets and analysts don't actually understand real earnings because nobody's pulling these unusual items out consistently. And don't forget, there's bias in there too, right? Like, right, Chuck, like a lot of the earnings are coming from analysts and the street, and they want the numbers to look good too. So we're really the first ever database, not just comprehensively look at footnotes, but to do so in an unbiased way. And, you know, Lind PLC comes up high on the list as a company with overstated earnings and a risky valuation.
And I should point out, Lind is a company that they make industrial gases. I'm familiar with this company because back when I was business editor at the Morning Call in Allentown, Pennsylvania, one of our big employers headquartered locally was Air Products and Chemicals. And one of their big competitors was Lind. And so these guys have, they process atmospheric and industrial gases. And so, you know, that's the other side, is that we see a lot of things doing stuff where you're looking down at the paper, but this is a straight out playing games with earnings. It's not, oh, we're doing it with acquisitions and we're doing the rest. This is just, how does the earnings not kind of stack up? So how misleading is it? How out of whack is what you're seeing? It's a stock that's trading in the 190 plus range. What's it actually worth to you?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big target price fan, as you know, because effectively target prices, I think, are products of Wall Street wanting you to believe that they have the ability to sort of predict the future better than anyone really can. Because, you know, the stock price on any given day is supposed to represent the exact future cash flows. And I don't think anyone wants to pretend that they can predict that. But look, you know, the P.E. ratio looks low compared to the S&P because the earnings are overstated. The P.E. ratio is really 36. So if you want to put this thing something more in line with that, or if you want to look at economic book value, you're talking about a pretty significant drop. So the no growth value for us, we're showing, is around $9 as opposed to the 192, right, it's trading at. So, you know, this thing is either going to, you know, fall by 50% or more, you know, or potentially get bought out. And it's hard for me to know which one, but I think the takeaway here is that the risk is large.
Yeah, I mean, $9, and admittedly, that's a no-growth price. It's not like you're saying, hey, we expect it to have no growth. What you're saying is the numbers that they've got imply growth that is enormous, while no growth might be just as ridiculous, you know, unexpected or what have you. The company would be worth $9 instead of about 195. And as you pointed out, getting it cut in half would not be out of the realm. We know that they can remain solvent, or they can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. But still, David, it's always great to get this stuff and to hear about it. And today it's Lind PLC, ticker LIN, in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
David Trainer is the president and founder at New Constructs, where if you want to learn more, well, there's more for you to learn because they do blog about their picks. Go to newconstructs.com to find it. You can also find the research by the Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan that talks about the validity of the research at their website. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on today's show. Up next, it's the Market Call. Martin LeClaire from Barrick Yard Advisors will be here when Money Life returns in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.